The gunman did not have a line of sight to Donald Trump. Still, there are big security questions over this incident. Enhanced measures were already put in place following his other recent brush with death, a bullet scraping his ear back in July. But even Joe Biden says the Secret Service needs more help to keep the former president safe, the agency itself warning, "We live in dangerous times." Trump has pinned the blame on President Biden and Kamala Harris for inciting this attempt at his life through their, quote, communist left rhetoric. He also railed against immigration and recently said the vice president embraces fascism. The defendant is not an immigrant, and both Harris and Biden, who reached out directly to Trump, have roundly condemned political violence. This is an unprecedented, dynamic, deeply fraught campaign in an era of mistrust, misinformation, heightened hostility, even more so now. Yet still, the race for the White House goes on, Trump vowing to never back down as he vies for the Oval Office again. Benji Hire, Washington.